Welcome to the first ever Status Update, our weekly look at the exciting world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby, and answering my questions is social media expert Martin Broadhurst. So, Martin, this week's question is, how are our lives going to be changed by Facebook in 2012?
2012 is going to be an interesting year for Facebook users. They've recently rolled out the timeline, and that in itself is a major overhaul, one of the biggest overhauls of Facebook that we've ever seen.
What's significant about it?
Rather than just documenting what has happened in our recent activity, so what has the most recent status updates and interactions with our friends, we can actually go back right the way to before we even joined Facebook and see important events from our lives, such as, for instance, on my timeline, I can see that in 1993, my cousin was born.
Is that interesting? Is that relevant? Do we really want to spend time putting more and more updates on our Facebook page about things in the past?
I think we're looking very much in the present at the moment. And it's not about how Facebook users are using it today. Facebook are looking forward. So the 13-year-olds of today will have their entire lives, almost, documented on Facebook. They won't think twice about sharing information on Facebook in the way that we do.
But why should we be bothered about putting stuff in our past on Facebook? What's in it for us?
Good question. What is in it for us? It's an easy record of documenting important things throughout our lives. I mean, for instance, I checked on my timeline recently and went back to 2007 and saw some photos from then that I would never really have looked at otherwise. So I clicked on 2007, saw some photos, and was reminded of a great party and various other events from that year that I'd basically almost forgotten about.
In terms of what Facebook is getting out of the new timeline and what businesses can get out of the new timeline, what is that?
Well, in terms of what businesses can get out of the new timeline, there's a great deal, to be honest. You may have seen the new Guardian app.
Yes, I've seen that. I've got it installed.
And there's a process, some people call it frictionless sharing, but it's part of the Facebook Open Graph. So you give the app permission to automatically share content that you consume from across the web. The same thing happens with Spotify.
And what's the advantage for businesses?
Well, for businesses, this means that you're no longer dependent on people pressing the like button when they visit your page, they read your blog post. If you create this app, when people allow it onto their profile, this then automatically shares the article that they've read.
So to benefit from that, you've got to then invest in having your own app.
Yeah, but I think it's very early days, and I wouldn't be surprised to see some third-party solutions come forward for small business owners to be able to install onto, say, WordPress or onto their Blogger platform.
So how do you see that working, say, I don't know, as a plumber, you've got a Facebook page and you think, okay, I want to make the most out of apps. Is there anything they could do?
To be honest, I think the best way that they could use it is with a regular blog. If they create a blog and post regular valuable content, then using something like the Facebook Open Graph will mean that they can automatically share their content across the web and expose their content to more people.
So what else can we expect from Facebook, Martin?
I think in the coming year we'll see more of the Facebook registration for websites. We already see it where you can sign in with Facebook on many sites. In fact, even Bebo, the social network, allows you to sign in with your Facebook account. I think we'll see more of that across a whole range of different websites.
What sort of websites are we talking about? Are we talking about like Amazon or consumer websites?
I can't see it being something like Amazon, but I do think some of the big players will certainly come into it. Some of the big retail stores will come into it. But at the moment, I think Amazon won't quite enter that field just yet.
Last year, there's been lots of talk about it will be the end of Facebook. Is there any chance that Facebook will die in 2012?
Some people seem to say that you know, when Google Plus launched, that was the Facebook killer. The recent app called Path, that's been called the Facebook killer. To be honest, I don't see it happening. 800 million plus users, it's continuing to grow, it's continuing to attract investment. Next year it's going to, there's going to be an IPO, initial public offering with its shares, so it's going to go on the stock market. It's valued at about $100 billion. Honestly, I don't see Facebook going anywhere in a hurry.
Thank you, Martin Broadhurst. Join us again for another Status Update.